Hello, and welcome to More Like They, Let's Experiment show about finding new homes for the lost and forgotten characters of Marvel Crisis Protocol. I'm your host, Alexa White, and with me this week is Mozane. How are you doing?
Hello. Yeah, I'm returned. I'm really excited. I'm very excited.
And that's not the only thing that has returned.
It is not. Some people will know me from Gamers Guild, and some will know me from House Party Protocol. But others, the OGs, will remember me and my friend Kenny from a podcast we did called Advanced R&D.
Head of the coin. Of Morlocks.
Where Morlocks really focuses in on like really making a character shine. We really focus on trying to just like crack a list pair of two different affiliations. And like before, we used to have people play each other, and that was kind of like our strict format. We've actually got a few plans, nothing specific, to make things get a little weirder. We're going to start expanding the rules of list building and stuff to make even more jank lists and even more crazy stuff, because that's what we're all about.
Yep. I still remember coming onto the show and you giving me two affiliations and my band characters. I'm like, oh yeah, I know what I'm doing. And you guys were just like, wait, what?
When we were talking about coming back, we of course talked about, you know, we were talking about guests because like Morlocks, we know we've got to have a guest or else it doesn't really work. At least for the most part. Like me and Kenny could build lists all day, but it's boring. Mm-hmm. And you came up and we were like, would be great to get Lexa back on. The problem is last time we brought her on, we told her the rules and she goes, oh yeah, perfect. Like I heard, like you just told me what I was already going to do. And we're like, ah, crap. So we're going to have to, I think that's where we're going to have to like, you're going to be one of the first probably to get like
really
something
pushed.
Weird. Or like a guest thing, like a listener suggestion. We're going to start taking like listener suggestions and stuff and trying to get stuff just really different. Uh-huh. So it's probably not going to be a mashup for you. It's probably going to be something a little bit harder for all of us.
I appreciate. Well, you did give me Cabal Web Warriors.
Yeah, we have started doing a little bit different. Like even with we just did an episode where we did Winter Guard and Defenders.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like hearing a couple people talk about like, that's just like it doesn't work. And it works a lot better than you think.
Uh-huh.
Like a lot more than most people might think. But it's also not like giving you everything you want.
Yes. In that vein, what I want to pitch to you, just because it's been a list I've been tinkering with, and I think it's an interesting combination. Have you looked into Winter Guard Convocation?
No, but let me think. I can see where some of the cool, where there's some characters that like each other. They kind of like, really like Dynamo, because Dynamo helps keep them safe and work on ease, which isn't like their favorite.
All of the every single Winter Guard character has four Mystic Defense. Randomly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they all love books.
That's true. They all do have four, because New Winter Soldier for some reason has four, and Widow has four.
Yep.
It's her best stat. Yeah, I guess it's because they're used to are they used to propaganda? Is that what it is? Or are they like,
I don't know, but it's a fun thing.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Crimson Dynamo does have a higher Mystic Defense than Tony.
Yeah.
Huh.
So
interesting.
I can think of some weird combinations I may throw your way, because I think there are some interesting things where there are threads, but it's not like you get everything you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you've got any suggestions, send them our way.
Uh-huh.
We have usually done what we call the wheel. We randomize and we pick what looks the coolest, a little peek behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. But the primary thing is the guest doesn't know until the day of, we are recording. So any suggestions from anyone, you included, mm-hmm. listener included, please send them our way. We would love to see some interesting things that we could torture someone with.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, have a great, wonderful, friendly time with.
Oh, of course. Of course.
It's never been an awful experience for anyone. It's always been the best experience for everyone on the show.
I had so much fun. I got to beat up Will.
You did get to beat up Will. And I appreciate that.
I got to play one of my favorite teams at 19, which is Miles Morales, Sabretooth, Daredevil, Venom, and OG Red Skull.
Yep, I feel like you came on the show, we tried to give you something weird, and you said, no, you just gave me everything I wanted. Like, I made a Christmas list, and I slipped it into your DMs, and you just handed it to me.
Maybe.
We're getting smart, we're evolving.
You may have to invest some in, like, listening through my backlog so you know what ideas I already have before you get me on the show.
I will fully admit, it would probably be almost impossible to fully grasp the scale in which you will jank. Because I swear to God, every time I'm like, I mention to some random person, like, yeah, like I kind of want to try, I don't know, like Dark Star. I'm just looking at Jarvis and pulling a name out of a hat. Someone will go, you know, Lex has a really cool Dark Star list, and they'll tag you, and then you'll be like, oh yeah, I played Dark Star with Corvus Glaive and Colossus, and just had this crazy synergy in Web War. And I'm just like, oh my God, how did you find this? Every time.
Yeah, I'm looking at Sin Affiliation again.
That doesn't surprise me.
Because I don't think people have really done a deep dive on it since Grunts came out.
Yeah, and I can see that.
She doesn't care if it's a grunt or not.
That is true. I don't remember for which part.
Asset drop.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's gross. That sounds really funny with an upcoming character.
Yeah, with Sandman?
With Sandman, yeah. Yep. Yes, I'll just take three characters. Oh, God, I didn't think about the ramifications of, like, priority stuff with Sandman.
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
That's very funny.
Yeah. It's going to be wild. Passing on Sandman is going to be so powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, I'm excited for Sandman. I could talk all day about Sandman.
Yeah, he is not the character I'm most excited about, because after almost 2 years, they have finally put one of my top five most wanted characters into Marvel Crisis Protocol.
I know who it is, and as soon as I saw them, I was very excited for you, and I got excited too.
I immediately got tagged.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you did, but as soon as I thought, I was like, Lex is happy.
Yes.
Finally.
Uh-huh.
We had art for him.
Yeah. We're finally getting Dante in this game, a.k.a. Elsa Bloodstone, who's just Dante from Devil May Cry, but in Marvel Comics.
But probably a little bit cooler. She was really cool in Werewolf by Night.
Yeah.
Like, that was my first actual exposure to her, and I loved her.
Yeah. So... There's still four more that I'm waiting on, and I need to figure out who's coming up, who's getting elevated into that fifth slot. I talked about this in a little bit more length with Brad A. on the Patreon, if you're interested, patreon.com/AlexaWhite. We have an entire episode called Adepticon Hot Takes, going over all of our hot takes on everything from Adepticon.
Very nice. There's a lot.
Yeah. But I like each of my people in my top five representing something different.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm not like that. I just think, who are the characters I think are cool that aren't here? And or do I want another like set of rules for? And that's my top five. I'm very selfish like that.
I have a separate top five for re-implementations of characters.
Yeah. Like, I should do that. I just don't.
Mohawk Storm. Where the fuck is my Mohawk Storm?
Why didn't she get that as an alt head?
Yeah.
I mean, Beast got glasses, the correct choice glasses or no glasses, and like he's a war criminal. Why doesn't Storm get an alternate head?
Yeah. Notable consistent war criminal Beast.
To the point that before MCP, the last time I had seen his name posted anywhere was Hank War Crimes McCoy. Consistently named Hank War Crimes McCoy.
And then I also want to see, speaking of Thin, the Fear Itself version of Thin.
Oh, I didn't realize she was in there.
Do you know about Fear Itself?
I do, because I like Absorbing Man, and Absorbing Man looks real good in Fear Itself.
She's the main bad guy in Fear Itself.
It's been so long. I never really connected those dots. And I didn't read it. I learned a lot about it tangentially through Hero Clicks, because I played a little bit through that.
Oh, yeah.
The Fear Itself event. Mm-hmm. But it was Absorbing Man and...
Titania.
I can't remember her name. Titania, yeah. Mm-hmm. I loved those two. Yep. They look so cool. And I was really excited when she showed up in She-Hulk. Even though she's different, I thought she was really fun.
And then also with my pirate captain.
Pirate Captain Shadow Cat?
Yeah, of course. Cape Pride, yes. Pirate Captain. Of course.
I wish she got that as an alt too. It's so weird that we didn't get that as an alt. Maybe we'll get a Rivals panel Shadow Cat and Professor X where she has a power called X-Men is a Jerk. Or Professor X is a Jerk and she'll be in the pirate costume. No, I know that's not the same thing, but...
Yeah. I don't think that would be who she rivals panels against.
Who would it be?
I don't know. I do think at some point we are going to get a rival panel, Professor X Magneto.
That would be very cool. I'd be very down for that.
Mm-hmm. But well, since we're in this speculation zone, let me ask you, mm-hmm. what character not in Marvel Crisis Protocol? Do you want to see a Marvel Crisis Protocol?
The same as it will be until he is released in plastic, and that is Robbie Reyes. We have card art for him on Midnight Dance Party from Malekith. Yep. I'm pretty sure it's that one. He is one of my favorite Marvel characters ever. I read pretty much all of his solo run comics. When he was first announced, my first exposure to him was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I didn't even watch the show. I just saw that they were making Carr Ghost Rider. I was like, that's dumb. And then I read it, and I'm like, oh, God, Robbie's cool. Mm-hmm. And I watched season one of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then every episode with Robbie in it. And I've never seen anything else in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I fell off late season two, early season three of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I watched season one. And I'll be honest, I forgot it was a show. I just forgot.
It is in the C tier of my very controversial Marvel film and TV tier list.
And I think that feels accurate, except for every episode with Robbie Reyes that it is in the A category for me. But only those episodes. And only while Robbie is on screen.
Yes.
Robbie or his brother. I love Robbie. I bought Midnight Suns, the video game, so that I could play Robbie. It's such a good game. It's not a game I'm good at. I just upgraded my computer and it blows my mind. I still can't play that game at max settings. but I play him all the time. Whenever I play it, I he's in every team.
That is me with Nico. I have my goth goal.
Nico's very fun. I love Nico. There's not a character I don't like, except Magic doesn't like me. Because I try to be too nice, and Magic doesn't like it when you're nice to her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm sorry, Magic. I just want to be nice. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I think the last time I talked to her, because I didn't get very far, and there's just so many games and much I'm doing. But she was upset because I think she felt like no one really like trusted her or something, or believed that she was like strong enough to be on the team. And I was like, no, I'm pretty sure you'll prove yourself or something. She's like, shut up. go away. I'm like, magic, what? I think this is true. I'm just being honest.
Yes, and I do always appreciate that magic was played by Anya Taylor-Joy in the New Mutants film.
Oh, I never watched. Oh, I forgot that came out.
Yeah, it had Anya Taylor-Joy and Maisie Williams.
Yeah. I was excited because the place that they were in was referencing Sinister, wasn't it? Was it like Essex something?
No, so I don't remember all the top. But it's based on the Demon Bear arc from New Mutants.
Which I know nothing about. Yeah. I learned Warlock is a character.
Yesterday.
This weekend, you know. Yeah, yesterday. Exactly yesterday, where I looked at his model and said, what is that?
And then you had some lore nerds in your Discord go, well, here you go.
My friend Josh actually just told me all about him. And I'm like, oh, huh. I've never heard of this character. He's cool. I like him. Sunspot's one I'd heard of. Yeah. And Sunspot's model's sick, too. The modeling of AMG is just getting better and better. Mm-hmm. They're getting out of control.
Yeah, soon they will be too powerful.
They'll be GW levels of powerful with their models. And yep. What are they going to do then? You know,
be better than GW in the final category.
Yeah, they're already better in every other way.
Yeah,
and I'll say that with confidence.
Uh huh. So, who did you bring for us to talk about today?
I brought another one of my pet characters, and a character that, like, I have no, comic care for, really. Mm-hmm. I just think they're neat, and that's Sentinel Prime Mark IV.
Nice.
I started playing, my first miniatures game was War Machine. Mm-hmm. And the tag and the draw of War Machine is, come punch each other with big, giant, stompy robots. So of course, when the really big giant stompy robots came out and the Sentinels, I got really excited. I don't care about Sentinels. I'm not a big mutants fan. One of my favorite characters, Gambit, is a mutant. But overall, like, X-Men isn't my thing. I'm not a mutant hater. I'm not a mutant lover. I'm just neutral. They're cool.
You're strictly medium.
Strictly, I have no strong feelings one way or the other. You can tell my wife I said hello. I hope someone gets that reference. Sentinel Prime Mark IV is just cool. And yeah. I have mine posed like an anime villain. And one of my Mark IVs got Cassandra Nova's little foot blasty thing coming out of his hand like an energy blast.
Nice.
And she is being set down by a spare Sentinel arm. Like she's being like put on the ground by it.
Nice.
Like a little Mary Poppins. She looks really funny. But I love those kits. They were such a joy to put together. The options on them were awesome. They're really cool to see on the table.
Yes.
I wish the affiliation wasn't so bad.
But we have heard rumors that may one day get fixed, but...
Oh, I hope it does. If Sentinels becomes a good affiliation, there's a good chance I just become a Sentinels player. I think they are so cool.
I don't know if they will ever become a good affiliation. I think they will become a... medium affiliation one day.
That may be enough until Robbie comes out. So they better make him good before Robbie comes out.
Mm-hmm. So, are there any affiliations that jump out to you?
Well, judging by the fact that I just trashed on the Sentinels affiliation, I think it's safe to say we're not going to go that route.
Well, also by rules of the game.
Oh, is that also a rule? Perfect.
Yeah. Out of affiliation.
Out of affiliation. Perfect. So I played him a lot in S.H.I.E.L.D. when I first started playing him. And I think he's really good in S.H.I.E.L.D. I wouldn't mind going back to that because now we have Tony Stark, director of S.H.I.E.L.D. But I've been that route. So
I want to touch on S.H.I.E.L.D. because that was actually something I want to bring up.
Okay.
I think he's really cool with the Invaders leadership.
I don't like the Invaders leadership, but I'm also thinking from like a competitive S.H.I.E.L.D. standpoint where because I got really competitive with him.
Yeah. What, you don't like Miles' leadership?
So it's not that I don't like Miles' leadership. It's that the affiliation with some of the best defensive tech in the game and Wakanda leadership, I don't feel like they needed a card with another defensive leadership. I feel like I wanted to see a shield leadership that did something a little bit different. Mm-hmm. That wasn't just like essentially a copy of another affiliation again, like we got with Wakanda. Not that I'm complaining about getting Wakanda. But like Nick Fury's leadership is so cool and unique. Yeah. Defensive again. But I was really hoping for something a little bit more proactive, maybe something that could lean into like control or something. So like I've looked at it and I've thought about it and I'm sure it'll see play somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it's going to depend on what Namor does. Namor may be crazy with it. Well, I was a little sad by it.
I am also a known Steve Rogers, Captain America, Steve Rogers defender.
Oh, Steve Rogers, Captain America, Steve Rogers is, in my opinion, the second best Steve, if you don't count leaderships.
Which one do you think is the best Steve?
I think the first Steve is the best Steve, mm-hmm. Because I think as a Sam player, the shield throw is nuts. And also he's going to be able to protect your guys. I value very heavily characters that can consistently protect your guys. Luke Cage is one of my favorite characters in the game mm-hmm. because of that. Now, of course, I don't think any of them are like super good to splash, right? Like they're all just fine. There's better. Is it a bad? It's fine.
Steve Rogers, Captain America, Steve Rogers, and NUDOK is so much fun.
I can see that.
Because you're almost always getting at least one friendly trigger.
I think his rerolls are what elevate him past the first Avenger Cap, because they're almost the same character. And so, not exactly right, but they have like a lot of parallels. Mm-hmm. But the reroll, I think, is what pushes him over the edge for me.
Yeah.
Funny enough, I think he'd be really cool in First Avengers, Captain America, and maybe even original Steve. But that is not how the game works.
Yeah.
But I just think that Steve one does one job and does it so well, mm-hmm. like without help, he just does it. He's just like, I'm gonna stand here. I'm going to chuck some damage at people and I'm going to keep this guy safe right here. This guy next to me, he ain't going anywhere. I'm going places.
Yeah. But back to the Invaders leadership, I find it fascinating for specifically Mr. Sentinel Prime, because defense is one of his problems. He doesn't have mm-hmm. any inherent defensive tech if you're not facing Mystic.
Right.
Which we'll get back to later. So having that extra defensive tech is nice, and adjusting skulls being close to allies rather than being on objectives, the large base and wanting to centralize of Sentinel Prime can provide that to a lot of characters in a much bigger range than most other models.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I was actually going to maybe think about Web Warriors for a similar rerolling skulls reason. But there is a part of rerolling I do want to lean into. And we can explore that, because like I said, I'm not opposed to shield. Uh-huh. I saw a couple directions that I've been looking at for a while now that I'm kind of like, maybe.
What other directions are jumping out to you?
So one, you kind of touched on, you know, Mystic stuff. Convocation was one I thought looked interesting. Turning all of his stuff into Mystic. Ultron is proving that that's a really good thing.
Yep.
Of course, I don't think he's better than Ultron. But I think that's an Ultron problem, but not a Sentinel Prime problem.
So I would put it that Ultron is the more selfish model.
Yeah. He's going to be a set him up and he'll do his thing kind of character. Sentinel Prime is going to be setting up the rest of your team for success mm-hmm. most of the time.
And I think Convocation's lineup is surprisingly underrated.
Yeah. I think there's like one model I wouldn't consider taking, and that's Clea, but I might consider it with him.
I like Clea, but I also like OG Red Skull a lot more than most people, and she is mini OG Red Skull.
I like OG Red Skull. I played, that was like my first affiliation, and I think he could use a touch up, but he's fine. I think he's cool.
I don't think he needs a touch up.
I think all I would do is I would make his energy thing not cost power. That'd be the only thing I'd do to him if I did anything.
So my fear, and why I don't want them to touch him up, is that if you touch him up, I think they are going to have a feeling to also size restrict him on his throws.
I think he'd be fine. I think he's fine with that. Or not being size restricted. I think if you just make the Cosmic Blast Zero, it's okay. Like, it's not even a builder or a gainer. It's just a sap. With his own leadership, it's a gainer if he damages. And that's where I think it's fine. It doesn't go neutral. It can actually get him some.
Yeah. So, it's... I think the power of Red Skull right now is the fact that on top of just being an amazing advanced R&D user, that will be very sad when that eventually goes away. Because, like, have you played a team of Red Skull Zemo Ulic?
No, but I have... I played against enough advanced R&D shenanigans to know that as much as I like the name, obviously, because I need a podcast after it, it needs to go.
Yeah.
It's got to go.
When you're giving Zemo and Ulic one power on their first turn, so on Scoundrels, you have, at the end of turn one, two people on your front point, maybe someone in the middle point, and then Zemo and Ulic on your opponent's point. And both of them also made an attack that turn, so you may be winning one of those points just because Ulic pushed them off.
Or they just killed him.
Yeah. No, it's dumb.
I mean, that's why I like Zemo in Professor X. Mm-hmm. He slaps there.
Yeah. I also want to try Ulic there, but first I got to try a little bit of Power Control Professor X, and ugh.
That's what I'm eventually going to try. But right now I'm just focusing on making them feel like Convergence of Cirrus from War Machine. Because I'm insane.
Yeah. But Deadpool Side from... Rogue. Okay. Deadpool Rogue Loki.
In which one?
In Professor X.
Deadpool Rogue Loki. Okay, yeah, that's awful. I had to think about, what are they doing? Okay, yeah, that's awful. I did think about Loki. And my original draft, I was on Training Grounds, another one of our Gamers Guild podcasts, where I built my current running, for the most part. I've made a couple of tweaks, Professor X list, and Deadpool was in my original draft. And then Sean says, yeah, but he's not affiliated. And I go, oh, and I took him out because I'm like, ah, crap. Because all the lists I had thought about with him were him being affiliated. And I was like, oh, he isn't an X-Men, is he?
No.
Crap.
He's still very
of all the
good.
Mutants. Oh, he's fantastic. He's in my tournament Sam list right now. Mm-hmm. He didn't get played very often. Because he's for very specific things. But he's there. And I have... every time I consider taking him out, I think, should I take him out? What am I going to add in? Nothing. Just not another three I want to put in there. Mm-hmm. He's good.
Yes. Other affiliations for Sentinel Prime.
So it is Blasphemy, so I'll save it for last. But my third one will be Blasphemy. My second one is Wakanda.
Yeah.
So this is where I'm going to talk about a list that me and Ryan Farmer discussed. And I'm not going to act like I made up the idea. It was all his idea, and I thought it was the coolest thing I'd ever heard. So he had an idea for Sentinels in Timelines, where you took Shuri and new Iron Man to have three reroll bubbles in Sentinels, and then Sentinels leadership would help fuel those reroll bubbles as you dazed people.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really cool. And I actually played around with it a little bit and a little bit in Standard, and I liked it. But I only did it in Sentinels. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking about, where do I think that would be really cool? And obviously, you know, the affiliations for those two characters, Avengers Shield, Wakanda, A-Force, all went through my head. And I think Wakanda is just one of the best fits. They really splash characters super well because they can keep their points and affiliation really low. The affiliation's fantastic. I don't think any of us can ever, you know, say otherwise. And Spirit of Wakanda is something I feel like Sentinel Prime really likes. I mean, who doesn't? But yeah. Sentinel Prime ending his first activation with five power is potentially really good. Or being able to pull round one is also really good. But I felt like that would be a good place to get at least the two reroll bubbles in every list. And then if there's enough points, we could fit Tony in and then also have the Wakanda rerolls as even more consistency. Mm-hmm. And then he fits in with they both fit in with the Wakanda control style.
Yeah.
So that being like the backbone of that one.
Mm-hmm. So let's hear you blast me, and then I have a couple other options that I want to talk about.
So Blasphemy is Uncanny X-Men.
Yeah.
because I'm thinking mostly Storm. I think you could get away with Cyclops so that other characters can... He helps other characters do damage, and then they feed him power back. I think that's really cool. And then we can field leader him with Cyclops so he gets a little bit more mobile. But I also think that in Storm, him getting the Storm Hop is super good. And then we talked about having defense problems. Mm-hmm. Him getting... pseudo cover. He gets the reroll in defense.
Yep.
For cover. And then also unlocks I think he's going to be really good on scoundrels because he can pull people off the scoundrels to shoot them so they don't get the cover. But he really likes the cover because when else is a Sentinel going to get cover but on scoundrels? and if someone tries to shoot him because they can't pull him closer, he's going to get cover and the reroll. Mm-hmm. So it makes him incredibly safe.
I would also push that he is not bad in Professor X either, just because of pattern analysis triggering the leadership.
Yeah, like the way that his reroll works, I wish is how Professor X has worked. Because my biggest gripe with X is that he has nothing to trigger his own leadership on his own activation.
Yeah.
If he could just reroll his own dice with his ability, I think he'd be perfect.
But not perfect, sometimes. But it's more interesting not to give a character everything that he wanted.
But I want him to have everything.
Yeah.
He deserves it.
But just like you can't give me everything I wanted in an Advanced R&D episode, characters can't always...
But I did. You got everything.
Yeah.
And you were all the better for it. You prospered, we prospered, and Will suffered. What more could we ask for?
So other options.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's actually interesting in Strucker. One of the issues that Sentinels have is conditions. They get bogged down by conditions really heavily. And Strucker, allowing him, because even if he's not consistent in doing a lot of damage, the fact that you can pay into his builder so that he can consistently get over the hump of dealing at least one damage, and using that to pass power through, and then using that to heal. I think there is something there.
You've also got another reroll bubble with Zola.
Yes.
Which, I need to read how he works real quick. Because his is, he can buff someone, he can buff his own attack rolls. But when he rerolls someone else, if they roll a skull, they get bleed, which he is immune to.
Yes, and I think the Sentinels are also immune to.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The Sentinels are immune to bleed.
Yeah.
They are immune to poison and bleed.
Uh-huh.
Because they are robots and they don't have blood.
Yes, of course. Of course.
There's also... so that's another reroll bubble, which I didn't think about Zola. We've also got Strategic Genius from our Zemo brothers and Strucker.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't, if we splash the Red Skull, he also doesn't mind being in Red Skull leadership at higher point values. And then we could even do like a versatile strategy to get back to Strucker after some power gain or two heads. That's also very funny. I don't dislike that. I like that a little.
And the other thing is, because he's immune to poison, you can... Death Spore virus is not as, like, a blank slate on his card, on Strucker's card.
Oh, yeah. If we were going a little bit further into Death Spore virus jank, I would say maybe Omega Red, but... because that would be very funny. Yeah. I wish this was an Omega Red episode we were talking now. We already did that, though.
Yeah.
No, I like Hydra. That's an interesting way to go.
Yeah. I also think everyone's good in Guardians, but I think Sentinel Prime specifically, because he can have such high dice pools, so having the two rerolls rather than the small a bunch of smaller instances of one reroll, I think benefits him more than most of the other reroll leaderships.
Yeah, and it's sort of like the Wakanda thing, right? Like, Guardian splashes characters so easily.
Yeah.
And he fits right in having an energy gun.
Yeah.
I think he makes an interesting tentpole. I mean, Thanos does it. He's not Thanos. I'm not going to say that. But he is cheaper and does some of the things Thanos is bringing.
Uh-huh.
A hard-to-kill character with a little bit of control and some dice manipulation.
Yeah. And then also, just, you want this guy to have power out of the wazoo? There is, of course, Doc Ock, Spider-Verse.
I actually thought about that shortly before I came on. The Wakanda and the X-Men and everything else was one that I had been thinking about a little bit since you invited me and we determined Sentinel Prime. And then shortly before I came on, I thought about Spider-Foes because I was thinking about something else in Spider-Foes. And I do love it. I will pass on Spider-Foes because last time we did Spider-Foes.
Fair enough.
And I don't want to do it two in a row.
Fair
enough. I want to do something different. New Spider-Foes is great. And I think he works well with either leadership.
Yeah.
And like Kraven's really cool for him.
Yeah.
I think he really likes abusing sinister traps because you just trap an area and you can pull someone into it.
Yep.
He has a lot of really cool things he does there. But I don't want to do Spider-Foes again.
And then the two simpler options to talk about, Inhumans.
Yeah.
Being a giant battery bank for the Inhumans is not a bad thing.
Yeah. I do like Inhumans. I'm a little worried about double fives.
Oh, yeah.
In every list. They're a very tall list, and this is going to be a little hard for them sometimes.
Yeah. No, I understand. There's obvious flaws with it, but, like, there's also benefits, you know?
Yeah. I think I am not a good enough Inhumans player to overcome those detriments. I think that is a player issue and less a list issue.
So you are saying skill diff.
It's a big skill diff. I think Brian Freddy could do it, but I don't think I can.
And then a new Daredevil. Because one of the things that Sentinel Prime has issues with is his lack of dice consistency when he wants to spend to do big attacks. And with the amount of control that Sentinel Prime has and how big he is, mm-hmm. I think he can get, like, a good amount of rerolls off of the Marvel Knights leadership.
Yeah, and one of the things we mentioned in, and this is a little bit spoiler for you too, we mentioned in our Defenders episode with Winter Guard, is we decided that Omega Red was kind of cool in the affiliation for Defenders because he can pull people to him or to other people to trigger Marvel Knights stuff without having to go in.
Yep.
And Sentinel Prime can do that, at least with one person.
Yep.
I do think it's cute, and I also think using Wong to teleport him across the map is very funny. But I like your Hydra suggestion better than that one.
Okay.
I like Hydra, and I like Wakanda. Those are the two that I'm waffling on, I think. I do like X-Men, but I'm waffling on those two.
I would lean towards Hydra just because we've done some Wakanda episodes recently.
And Wakanda's easier, and we don't want it to be easy, right?
No. Let's talk Hydra.
Let's talk Hydra. I've been convinced. And you need to give me an excuse to put together my Strucker and my Zola. They're over there on my bookshelf. You probably heard my voice cut out because I turned around.
Uh-huh.
They're over there on my bookshelf with my M'Baku and Claw, actually. Neither of them have made it out of their boxes yet.
The only character that has not made it out. Okay. My Nightcrawler has had an unfortunate accident.
Oh.
His head ran away and I have carpet floors.
I hate that. I've lost Loki's horns to the same thing. I had them on the model. I realized there was a little bit of flash on him. I took a hobby knife to it to try to take the flash off, and one of the horns catapulted its way across the room, never to be seen again. If you ever see my Loki, Which I usually bring it everywhere because I love my Loki, and sometimes I just splash in places. Not like Nate does, but you know, I do like him. Mm-hmm. His horns are extra Doc Ock fingers that I carved a little bit to not be so
mechanical,
detailed and mechanical. And I kind of carved the back out to have a little bit of a curve. And it doesn't look quite as good as the normal ones. But no one notices until I tell them.
Mm-hmm. And then...
Because I also got an extra Doc Ock, funny enough.
Yeah. So he's not fully together, and I haven't started on Bishop because they're the same box, and I kind of ended the night when Nightcrawler's head ran away.
Oh, no, I understand that, yeah.
And then I still haven't put together Cosmic Ghost Rider.
I have put together and painted Cosmic Ghost Rider. He is in my short list of models I have painted. Not because I really planned on playing him. I just like Cosmic Ghost Rider. And I painted him pink. He's got pink flames.
Mm-hmm. I do not paint anything.
I usually don't. Painting is a difficult endeavor for me. I hate painting so much.
Yes.
I have picked up a new hobby, not to replace this one, but I started building Gundams.
Oh, Gunpla! Because Gundams
don't have to be painted. I have six so far. Three I'm in the process of building.
Excuse me. But yeah, no, Gunpla is fantastic. And it's a very different beast than miniatures.
Did I cut out right there?
No, I think you're good. But let's continue on.
Okay.
So yeah. So, of course, we're getting Strucker in there, and we already decided we really like Zola in this list, so let's get him there. Who's your next Hydra agent?
I think it's got to be Zemo, right? Like,
okay.
Zemo 1. I think Zemo 1 is just, like, perfect. Perfect.
So,
insert the meme. Mm-hmm.
I do think we are Bobless just because I think we want the in-affiliation 2 threat.
Yeah, Bob, I think, is fantastic. Also, he's going to be able to shoot a big rocket.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be able to make it better.
I think I've steadily enjoyed Bob more and more. The way he just messes with how activation, with how priority works.
Yeah. And he really messes with what your opponent has to decide. Do I kill this idiot or is he going to shoot a 9-die rocket at me for free?
Yeah.
Did you see the recent errata he'll be getting?
No. When did that get shown off?
It's in the rules forum from a question I asked. So if you look at the way it's worded, after the attack is resolved, I'm really excited to talk about this somewhere.
Okay.
Because it's hilarious. After the attack is resolved, he loses all of his loaded tokens.
Yes.
After this attack is resolved, this character is thrown away from the target character short.
Uh-huh.
So you get to pick because you're the active player.
Yep.
Which one you want to do first. So you decide to throw him and daze him first, and his activation ends, and you don't remove the loaded tokens.
Oh.
And or he can't be affected by his own effects because he's dazed, so you don't remove the loaded tokens.
Yeah.
So the problem was, the way it was worded, he never had to use loaded tokens to shoot his gun. And they left it unanswered until they decided they were going to errata it. Now it is, I believe, before damage is dealt, he will lose loaded tokens, and then after the attack is resolved, he launches himself into oblivion.
Yep. That.
So it fixed the problem.
Yeah. So nothing functionally has changed.
No, he just, you can't get infinite rockets if people are aware of that being a potential.
Yeah.
It made me excited when I found that out, and the rules forum had no answer for me. I was like, I did it. I broke it.
So, we have four Hydra agents. Are we looking at anybody else? Because there is an interesting suite of characters in Hydra.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would be remiss if I didn't say Crossbones, Merciless Merc, right?
Yes, probably.
I think I would get memed to oblivion if I did not at least entertain him.
I love me a Crossbones.
Oh, I love both Crossbones. And I think Merciless Merc is crazy.
Yeah. I cannot so wait good. To do an episode on him soon enough.
I almost said him, but Sentinel Prime. I just love him. Yeah. I just love some. I think Crossbones is good enough. We don't need an episode for him, right? Like he people just need to figure out that he's good.
Yeah.
And then he'll never be lost and forgotten.
Well,
so, people never figured out Crossbones won because they're silly.
The rules of the show are you getting splashed a bunch? Cool. Then you can't come on. Everyone else, welcome. And I don't think Crossbones will ever get to splashed all over the place point.
See, I don't know. I love him so much. I hope he does. Mm-hmm. I just think about it all the time. And then I think we're really heavy Hydra affiliated, and that's fine. And we don't have to bring her, but Spider-Woman is interesting.
Spider-Woman is just a good character.
I've never had luck with Spider-Woman, and everyone tells me she's good, so I would love a reason to believe.
And I think she likes Sentinel Prime, because then her martial, she gets so much more defensive between martial artists and reroll suddenly.
Yeah, and you get more potential to like reroll into wilds to do cool stuff with her leadership, or with giving people conditions.
Yeah, for sure. I think that is interesting. Trying to see who else is in Hydra, if anyone else jumps out to me as someone I want to talk about.
I'll let you choose one, and then I will choose my last if it's not the same one.
Yeah. I have grown to steadily appreciate Viper. No, she's not everyone's cup of tea, but I think she's solid.
I think that Viper is better than people give her credit for. I will tell you right now, unfortunately, my Viper stopped existing because I stepped on her. And so I can't use Viper.
Why would you do that for her? To her?
I didn't mean to. She fell out of my thing and I didn't see her because she's gray. And my floor was gray. And I went, crunch? Oh, no. And it's Viper. And I can't find anyone selling just Viper. They're like, I don't want this whole box. Give the whole box or neither of them. So I don't need a Sin. I just need a Viper.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think a Viper's a lot better than people give a credit for.
Yeah, I think the only reason Viper isn't played, in my opinion, is because Zemo exists. And Zemo is one of the best threes and does very similar things to her.
Yeah, and I think in situations, I think she's better than Zemo.
Yeah, because she's got stealth and she's got her own little displacement thing. She got the range two plays. And that's crazy.
And Coiled Serpent, if you are splashing Crimson Dynamo, Coiled Serpent is hysterical.
All the martial prowess effects have been getting me lately.
Yeah.
Every time I attack someone, I swear I take damage from it. It's very frustrating.
Well, have you heard the new tech?
No, I don't know if I can handle it.
Martial prowess or Scott's version, at least, plus Xavier's dream.
Oh, God. So you just cancel it all?
You cancel it all and still get to deal the 2 damage.
God. See, all those abilities, like traps, trap house stuff, martial prowess, what's the other one? Counter-Strike. Yeah. They always get me. I get got by those so much. If I can take damage from a character's superpower that's not a throw, I will. That's how you beat me, and it frustrates me.
Ah, so I just need to play Punisher and to warzone you to death.
That one's fine, because I can position around terrain. I don't get got by that one very often. I do, but not as often as the other things. All you gotta do is you play Mysterio, and you're gonna kill half my characters. And move across the board laughing maniacally.
Fair enough.
So my last one, and he's more of a thought. I don't want to use Bill, right?
No.
But I feel like a midline grab is really good.
Well, let me tell you about the midline grab I think is actually good in Hydra.
Yeah?
Hela.
Hela? I do like Hela. And my Hela is painted, not by me, but she's really well painted.
But also, being able to pass off conditions with a range 4 6 dice mystic attack.
with rerolls.
Yeah.
And she's got a superpower that does damage.
Yeah.
That's definitely a maybe. The worst one I was going to suggest was the second Zemo brother.
Yeah.
Because of versatile strategy, eyes on the prize, turning anyone with a long move or on a medium base into a midline extract grabber.
Yeah.
Which would be very funny because we could do normal Zemo if he wasn't the same person.
Yes. I'm waiting for them to eventually... I would not be surprised if someday we get a Spider-Verse affiliation, a leadership that one of its lines of text is you can play multiple of the same alter ego in a squad together.
Yes, I also have been wanting that. Even if it's on a card, I want that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we'll see it for a while, but like that seems like a slam dunk one day.
Yeah, like it seems like such an easy one. And yeah. I don't feel like at this point any of the same alter egos like egregiously interact with each other.
Yeah.
And would be absolutely fine on the table together.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got right now Prime, Zola, Strucker, Zemo the first, Bob, Crossbones the second, Spider-Woman, and Hela.
Okay. That sounds good to me for now. Let's get some more splashes in there.
Yes. Do you have any suggestions?
There are always suggestions all over the place, you know?
Yeah.
Just about finding which ones. We're doing condition stuff. Kind of want to bring up someone who I think will do interesting stuff in Zola and not in Strucker and not many other places.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Iceman.
Iceman. Okay. Because the Strucker doesn't need you to be doing an attack, right?
Nope.
Or does he need you to do an attack?
So
okay.
It's whenever you given a condition, you heal once per turn. You need to attack to get rid of conditions you have, but whatever. Him just, hi, you stopped next to me. Cool, I give you a condition. And then I
and
heal one.
Hmm.
And then you attack me, and I deal you a damage.
I will say, I think my favorite piece of text on almost any card is on Iceman's card. And that is, this character counts as size 5 during the move action.
Yes.
Why does that entertain me to no end? I don't know. But it is very funny. I don't dislike Iceman. I'm going to put a pin in Iceman. I was looking at, a minute ago, I was looking at Hood, actually, because I was scrolling through every character in the game. Because Hood, he is a mystic. We don't have any mystic. And I'm not one of those people that thinks.
Well, we do.
Every list.
We do.
Because we have Hell and we have Zola, and he can give mystic.
Yeah.
But he's going to give some different mystic, I guess.
Yeah.
But his black arts can heal our guys. Notably, Zola and Sentinel Prime, they don't get the bleed from it.
Yeah.
But additionally, if someone does take the bleed, they just shoot someone else and give them the bleed and then heal another one.
Yeah.
So that felt really good that he embodies a 4 damage swing on some of our characters.
Yes, he does. That is definitely an option.
I'm just adding all of our options to this list until we start cutting.
Yeah, that's fair. And unlike your game, we don't have to lock stuff in.
No. We make people lock stuff in because we're rude. And then we taunt them when they forget something later. Mm-hmm. Because it's fun for everybody. Remember? We're
fun
all having
the whole
a great
family.
Time. Yes. Just especially us.
Yeah. Who else gives out interesting conditions or stuff like that?
Especially low-cost people.
Yeah.
Because I feel like low-costed people are going to be like the easiest. Pyro's an interesting option.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's like really easy.
Yeah.
I feel like I do like that he can spread. That's really fun. Mm-hmm.
Well, talking about spread, how do you feel about Mordo going full Barons?
Would that be every Baron? Well, I gotta scroll up really far so I can find the Barons.
We have Strucker, Zemo, and then this would be a Mordo. We wouldn't have both Zemos, but...
We don't need both Zemo. We have a Zemo representation.
Yeah.
And that's more than enough. I definitely want to put a pin in Baron Mordo. I do think he's cool for similar reasons. When he buffs someone, he does a damage, which is fine because if we give someone
a condition,
it heals it, so it's a net neutral.
Yep.
He can spread. It's incinerate, slow, and poison and hex.
Yep.
So where's our representation for everything? So we do have incinerate from Strucker.
And we also have poison for Strucker.
Yeah, because we have the Death Spore virus.
Uh-huh.
Zola does slow.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only one that's on the card? Because there's a... Yeah. He does slow. Does he do poison? No, just a slow.
Mm-hmm.
On two different ways. Prime does incinerate, shock, and slow. So that's two.
Yep.
Spider-Woman does poison and... Did I say stun? Is stun on there? It's slow. Slow's the S. He's the only one that'll do hex, which is fine. I don't think we're pushing for hex.
Mm-hmm. Also,
no,
Voting Boots of Valtor is a hysterical ability at times.
Yes. The one where he's pushed and he gets to move?
Yes. Do you know where this is most funny?
Where?
Cosmic Vaults.
Oh, that is very funny. He just gets to stay.
Or it travels you halfway across the board. If they push you the wrong way, and then you can just go, cool, then I'll boot thee, and I will be right within range of your other point now, suddenly.
That's very funny, actually. My doggy came in here.
Oh. Hello, surprise dog. How are you?
He's just sniffing me. Mm-hmm. Trying to figure stuff out. What's going on?
So that's an option.
Mm-hmm.
Also, whenever we are doing some amount of condition stuff, I want to look at one of my favorite models in the game, Agent Widow.
I was just looking at Agent Widow. I was trying to read a little bit more about what she did. Because, like, Widow's Kiss is very funny, and I really think somewhere, sometime, it'll be cool.
And Parting Shot plus also stealth is just so mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I feel like we've got so many threes.
Yeah.
So
many threes. And now there are a lot of interesting fours as well.
Yeah, we've got, we've got two fours. Mm-hmm. So let's look at some fours, because I think we could talk about cool threes all day. Let me filter by fours. I don't think we need another two.
No.
She's not gonna do conditions. Except bleed, but we don't care about that. But Medusa is interesting. She gets to help us move our big boy around.
Yeah.
And that's kind of interesting.
I would be tempted to go down the point value because Howling Commandos play more into conditions.
That's true, and they do the same thing.
Yep.
So that might be another interesting one of our threes if we go another three route. So I will put a pin in them. Talking again about Bubbles, Invincible Iron Man.
Yeah.
He does not give any conditions. But that's fine. He's very survivable, and he's got a reroll bubble. Mm-hmm. And a lot of power. Like, he has power. That's all I care about.
Speaking of people who may be able to use reroll bubbles really well, and is fresh off the presses, how do you feel about Shang-Chi?
I would definitely discuss Shang-Chi if we knew what his backside looked like.
Yeah.
His front side looks incredible. I love him. And I am both excited and terrified to see him on the table.
But Dragon chases its tail with the Sentinel rerolls. Seems scary.
Yeah. And like being able to combine that with Strategic Genius sounds even worse. And then like he's got a 6-die builder.
Yeah.
That hurts. Uh-huh. And then we have a couple ways in here that we could buff it, like with Mordo and rerolls. Yeah. And it's terrifying and I don't like it. But I can't add him because I don't know what the backside is. If it changes too drastically, I wouldn't be doing a service to him, unfortunately.
But he's still something interesting to think about.
Yeah, I think if you're listening to this episode in the future or come back to it, I would say look at Shang-Chi because I think he's going to be sick with Sentinel Prime in this affiliation. Does he give any conditions? I don't remember.
Stagger.
Stagger? Which, how does he stagger? Is it a...
It is a crit shield on his builder, which can be physical or mystic.
Oh, that's so good. Crit shield, which we reroll and we'll be able to... I think it's like, isn't a crit and an extra easier getting the double wild on Luke Cage? And then you also can stagger people who are immune, pseudo immune to wilds, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I like Agent Venom, but I think he's too power hungry. Uh-huh. My Agent Venom has, I played him in like 5 games in Shield, and you wonder how much. Play 5, and it's when I did his card. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't his own attack. It was the full auto from Star-Lord. So I've never done damage with an Agent Venom attack. Oh, excuse me. Except for one time I wanted to incinerate Miles Morales and then shoot him to gain power. So I threw a grenade and did 5 damage on the grenade. It didn't gain any power.
So we want to talk about moving around our Sentinel a little bit. There's also just the option of letting him fund himself moving around and go Red Skull Master of the World.
I did forget about him. He is Hydra. And he can do cut off 2 heads.
Yep.
Do we have a second Hydra leader, though? I don't think we managed.
Not currently.
Right.
But, like, doing a place 3 on a Sentinel Prime is just so much distance.
I'm having to reread him because I haven't played him yet. He has a throw. Let's put a pin in him. I like him.
Yeah.
He intrigues me. Mm-hmm. And I think we should do one more pin, and I think it should be another Hydra leader, because I think if we do him, we open up that door. But it can't be the other Red Skull. So I guess it just has to be Zemo the First or Zemo the Second.
Or because it can be Hydra or Cabal.
Mm-hmm. Malekith.
I was going to go for the oddball option of we can always talk about Thin.
I don't think she does anything for this list, though. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only issue. If she did some conditions or like played a little better with the team, I think so. I think she likes the Sentinel Prime rerolls, don't get me wrong. And of course, they had their Hydra rerolls. So maybe we just don't worry about 2 heads. Maybe that's just too much. Yeah. Maybe that's just too cute. Mm-hmm. So we just keep Red Skull as is, and we start cutting people,
okay,
and sending them to the Shadow Realm.
Mm-hmm. So we're definitely liking Master of the World, right?
Yeah, I like Master of the World.
Cool.
I do like that choice.
I currently have Sentinel Prime, Baron Strucker, Armanzola, Baron Zemo, Bob, Crossbones, Hela, Spider-Man, Red Skull, Master of the World. So we have one more slot, and it probably should be a 3.
Yeah, and I put pins in Hood, Iceman, Baron Mordo, Invincible Iron Man, which now we might take out for the Red Skull, and Nick Fury and the Howling Commandos.
Yes.
So Fury does which one? Oh, he doesn't incinerate with the grenades.
Yeah.
But do we need that? I don't think we want Got Your Back in this. I think we only bring him for the incinerate and the siblings in arms. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's enough.
Especially we're since taking we're out... bringing Red Skull, who can do the scalpel.
Right. I think there's two reasons I'm going to cut Iceman. One is I don't own him. And two, I think he's a bit of tech I would need to do a lot more thinking about before I could comfortably use him.
Yeah.
So I'm down to Hood and Baron Mordo. Mm-hmm.
And I like the sound of a Baron squad.
The Baron squad is very memeable.
Yes. We're going into the Baron pit.
Let me think one more. Let me think just a little bit. Oh, because I really like Hood's healing.
Yeah.
And every time I want to play Hood, I always get him to this point. I always get him to character number 11. I cut him.
Well, then, if you always want to play him, let's play him then.
But I like the meme. You're really selling me on this meme. God, I wish I had 11 characters. I wish we weren't playing Sentinel Prime for this list, because now it just looks a really cool Hydra list.
Hey, you brought Sentinel Prime upon yourself.
I know, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't cut Sentinel Prime for the world. I feel like the right answer is to cut Crossbones, but you cannot convince me to cut Crossbones.
Oh, and I wouldn't ask you to.
We're going to cut Hood, and we're going to take Baron Mordo.
Okay.
For the meat. But there is a convergence point. There is an alternate universe now where we are discussing Hood.
Yeah.
And they are discussing us discussing Baron Mordo.
Of course.
So
all universes are reflections of each other.
Exactly. So that's the sadder universe that isn't playing the Baron squad. Pity them. And know that we are playing this, maybe not the superior strategic list, but the superior list nonetheless.
Mm-hmm. So, what missions do you think this squad plays?
That's a good question. I think that Demons is very funny because it lights people on fire. And then it lights us on fire, and then we light them on fire again anyway and laugh at them. I think Mayor Fisk has a similar issue where we get stunned and then we shoot them and laugh as they're stunned and we heal. And that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
We talked about Superpowered Scoundrels form Sinister Syndicate.
I think that's still a great
context
call.
For X-Men. I think it's still good. I don't think we like pay to flips a whole bunch. We don't have a whole lot of cool power shenanigans. And I don't think we like D's very much because we want a lot of room for Sentinel Prime to get his rerolls.
Yeah.
So I think Sinister Syndicate, and there's one thing most people will hear me say, it's more points is more better. And Superpower Scoundrels is a lot of points.
Yeah.
I do think Intrusions is interesting, but it has the unfortunate issue of being one less point.
Yeah.
So no.
So you know we're what? Going Demons, Fisk, Scoundrels?
Demons, Fisk, Scoundrels is cool. What I'm thinking. And then for extracts, none of the extracts make people sad quite the same way.
I do think we might be a Montesi team. We have very good Mystic Defense and Sentinel Prime does not give a fuck about a Mystic Beam.
That's true. I don't mind Montesi.
And we have a safe extract grab.
We do. So we're not terribly upset about it. I think the only complaint I would have is but this is my competitive side entering the picture. Hello.
Yeah.
This is competitive Merzane. I always pick secures in most of my lists. If I pick mostly secures in this one, I'm just handing them a mid grab. But I think that's fine because yeah. I think I think you're right that if we get Montesi, I think we can be aggressive with it. With this
well,
list.
And also, how safe is a mid-grab versus Sentinel Prime?
Not entirely. And plus all the guns.
Yeah.
Right?
We have a lot of guns.
We got a lot of guns.
And, like, turn two, or if you have an ability to give Sentinel Prime an additional power on turn one, being able to take that safe grab and bring him back to the midline is something Sentinel Prime can do easily.
Mm-hmm. I wish we had a way to give him a power a little bit more consistently. See, if we were in Wakanda, we could Spirit of Wakanda, we could have him walk across the table and pull someone. We can't do that here.
But we could
do something.
Yes. Knowing the developers like we have gone to, I would not be surprised if something, an axe falls in some way on Spirit of Wakanda. Whether it's taking out Advanced R&D or Novatus to Spirit of Wakanda.
We probably have to ban my podcast. Like, we probably just have to go the way of the dodo, right?
Yes.
Because we just keep breaking stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it's our fault. It's mine and Kenny's fault entirely. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. We're breaking everyone's toys. Regardless, that's an alternate universe us discussing an inferior list in Wakanda.
Yes.
A cool affiliation, but not Hydra. I always like hammers.
Yeah.
I've never been upset on hammers, which is a lie. I definitely have been upset on hammers before, but I will perpetuate this lie because hammers is fun.
Cool.
And that... Mm-hmm.
I have a weird one to propose to you.
I would have it no other way.
Just because it's high point values, though not quite the highest, and I think it allows our little bits of control that we have sprinkled throughout our team to mean more. How do you feel about senators?
So, I have some fear of senators. I'm sure you're aware of what Brotherhood does on senators to people.
Yes.
And that scares me immensely, particularly because we don't have a good answer to it. We don't have any Hulkbusters, not like the actual model. We don't have anyone that really kills Hulks.
Yeah.
We do have Spider-Woman. We don't have a lot of ways to fuel her power to steal stuff back. And we can't pull Juggernaut, who would be the easier of the two to kill. So it scares me. It scares me a lot to lose Pryo and give them a potential out for that on their secures. Mm-hmm. But you're right. It does play pretty well into Prime. I think Zemo is really happy when someone has to sit on the midline in front of him. Red Skull Mash the World can potentially like negate some of that problem. We don't have a whole lot of ways to move out of activation, really. Or move out of action, because we have, like, charges and hit and run.
So we don't have a lot of ways to subvert it ourselves, but we have a lot of ways to cripple our opponent and get them into bad positions.
Do we like that better than Struggle for the Cube?
I don't think Sentinel is a character that you want to be putting excess damage on through the objective.
It's true, but we can heal him with the leadership. We do have to keep giving him. No, we don't have to keep giving him stuff. We can just have him give people stuff because his spender gives people stuff if we roll wilds.
Yeah.
Now we do have to build a lot of power, so maybe not. So now I'm stuck between that and Research Station, because Research Station's also fun. We don't like 15.
Yeah, we don't like 15. Do we just go the big 20 and go Skrulls?
Skrulls is safe, and I like Skrulls, so I'm okay with that.
Cool.
Skrulls makes me happy.
That's what we're looking for. So let's get a Skrulls in there. And that is our full list of extracts. So now, tactic cards.
Yeah. So, which one's this one? Yeah, we can't do occult research because we don't have Master of Hydra. scientific method. We definitely want scientific method. Mm-hmm. I am aware of the ESP leakage on Arrogant's play with Baron Strucker.
Yeah.
And it is very cute. Mm-hmm. Can we high council? Do we want to?
I don't think we want to.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
It doesn't even give us a sentinel.
World dominant. We don't have like a cheese for world.
No.
Endless legions. We literally can't. We have two that we literally can't use because they require Red Skull Master of Hydra.
Yes.
So those two can't be used. Inevitable Betrayal is really cute.
Yes.
But will we ever have the power for it?
We are not playing Thin, so we don't have a consistent power engine for it.
So I think, and we don't have another leadership for Two More Shall Rise.
Yeah.
So I think we just stick with Scientific Method as our affiliated choices.
Cool. I don't think there are any Sentinel cards that can be used out of affiliation.
Well, that's not true. We can use Under Your Skin. It just won't do anything. It will just do literally nothing because it is an unaffiliated card that gives you an effect conditional on you being in Sentinels.
Uh-huh.
So we could, but we're not.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Cosmic Obliteration.
Card's good.
Yeah. Let's get it in there.
Pay any amount of power. Oh, yeah. That was not the one I was thinking of, but Cosmic Obliteration is also good.
Yeah.
Also cannot be used for free anymore, thankfully.
Oh?
There was a period of time where they clarified that if you must spend any amount of power, the amount of power cannot be zero.
Okay.
Thankfully, because that was crazy.
Yeah.
We have Hela, so we want eyes on the prize.
Yep.
We do have a squad, right? And that squad is full of barons.
Yes.
So we want I Am a Baron after all. We're playing I Am a Baron after all.
Of course we are.
It's also just a good card.
Yeah, it's a great card.
Victory Assured is the card I thought you were talking about, and I don't think we want that.
No.
It is a good card, but I don't think we want it in this one.
No. Do we want Double Agent?
Let me get the exact wording. Let me read it real quick. Start activation phase. She pays two. She goes immediately because that's just how she works, not because it's what it says. And then if they go with the character I picked to torture, they she removes her activated token. My brain is too small to play that correctly, I think.
Okay. Brain too smooth for card.
Brain too smooth. I need more wrinkles. That's why I say exceptional healing, because that's a real good card.
Yes.
What about Venomized?
I think that card is hysterical.
I really think it's funny to have a Venomized Sentinel Prime that can heal himself.
Yes. Especially on the backside when he starts dealing himself damage too.
Yeah, and like, he doesn't mind losing an action. He could just do it round two, start a round two, and then like shoot somebody.
Yeah.
And then gain two power again. And then every round he has power to Venomize, to do the We Are Hungry.
I am down to Venomize someone.
I'm really... We could even Venomize Strucker, right? Like,
yeah.
He could have an ESP. He could just have four attacks. Five. Yeah, four attacks. And half of them started on his card.
Yeah.
I think we should go ahead and do Restricted while we're thinking about it. And one of them is Brace because we have a size 5.
Yep.
And I think we choose, I think we have three to choose from. It's Sacrifice, Patchup, or Indom.
Yeah. And I think we'd go Indom as well. I just think the size 5, we need as many ways around pinball as possible.
Yeah. Well, so here's an interesting thing that I had not considered for a while is what can move him? It's only attacks. So if we predict the attack that is going to go into him, we can sacrifice it.
Yeah.
Because no one can move him on superpowers. There's no throw in the game superpower. They can't web swing him or web pull him and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's only throws and pushes on his attacks. So sacrifice is just generally good, mm-hmm. and also will protect him if we're smart about play. Which I've already admitted, you know, we're not that smart here in this neck of the woods, not me. But I do play a lot of sacrifice. I've practiced with it.
Cool.
So I actually think sacrifice is secretly
the pick. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go with sacrifice only because I think if this was Dormammu, I would be playing Indom because he can be moved around much easier. But it's really hard to move Sentinel Prime. Mm-hmm. Unless it's Thanos, and then we just suffer. Indom's not going to stop us from suffering there.
Yeah. And I don't think there is any other character-specific cards.
I believe that is correct, because we can't do the gun card for Crossbones, because New Crossbones has a gun.
Yeah. And we can't do the bomb card with New Crossbones because his wife took it in the divorce, apparently.
Yep. I do want a tangent. I love that the way they decided to make original Crossbones better was by one, giving him a girlfriend, and two, giving him a gun. And so when they decided to make him better in his second iteration, they just gave him a gun.
Yeah.
So they've realized that what does Crossbones need? A gun, like a true red-blooded American, apparently. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I keep swapping. I need to stop doing that. I think that one cool one is No Matter the Cost.
Yeah. No Matter the Cost is solid.
We like it with Strucker. Sentinel Prime can use it really well to save some power. Zemo likes it a lot.
Yeah.
I don't think Crossbones. Spider-Woman likes it. Master of the World can use it. I think it's an interesting choice on several characters.
Yeah, I like.
We don't abuse it.
Yeah,
but it's good.
I'm trying to see if any of like the secret. Are we a Smash team?
Are we a Smash team? I'm going to say no.
Okay.
I think we would rather be scalping people out with Sentinel Prime, so we're probably pulling someone and torturing them with gunshots to the face, mm-hmm. and Smash just does a little too much, leaning into them being our workhorse. I think that he is supporting people, and sometimes hilariously eating them while he is venomized.
Uh-huh.
And then S is damage.
The other lesser known card, and I think this one might be pretty good just because we have a fair bit of consistency between our three reroll bubbles. And we like condition play already. Trip Up.
Let me read that card for the.
When an ally character targets an enemy character within.
It'll never stick.
Yep. When an allied character targets an enemy character with an attack during its activation, and the target character is within two of another allied character, the allied character may spend one each to play this card. So, two power total. If the attack deals damage, they get stun and stagger.
Let's put a pin in that one. I like that. let's also put a pin in Sleeper Agent. Because I forgot that was a card.
Yeah.
Is it great? I don't know. But I do like the idea of telling someone that they can't reroll when I shoot them with Sentinel Prime, and also that they can't indom my pull.
Mm-hmm. I do think you will lose Sleeper Agent very quickly on Sentinel Prime.
Yeah, that's probably true. So it's probably not staying.
No.
What about joint effort?
Joint effort's okay.
We've got Crossbones.
Uh-huh. I also think we have a lot of range on our attacks.
That's true.
So
we are a bit of a gun line.
What about heavy firepower?
Which is like the opposite, right?
Yeah.
Three, there's not within three. Maybe. There's actually two more I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Right now, actually. So the first is fallback.
Yep. Boring option number one.
So it's very funny because in Timelines, when I played Sentinels briefly, my Brotherhood list had a midline grab and my Avengers / A-Force list had a midline grab.
Yep.
And my Sentinels list, quote, had a midline grab because it was one of the Sentinels walks their dumb butt up and grabs the middle objective and no one can move them. And then when they attack them, they got to power and fell back.
Yeah.
The other one is Escort to Safety.
Okay.
Because that's a lot of space. It's like one time Eyes on the Prize, and you get a lot of distance when you Eyes on the Prize, Sentinel Prime. Mm-hmm. And he always has power to pay for it if so he needs to eye someone else.
Yeah. I'm just also, I always look at Mission Objective.
Oh, Mission Objective is always like a consideration. It's a very good card.
Yeah.
What are our reds again?
We currently have Montesi, Hammers, and Scrolls.
So two of those can't pass to people that already have one. We can do it with Hammers.
Yeah, but also Montesi, you're very unlikely. Count. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's pin that one. Let's pin Mission Objective. Let's not do Fallback or Escort, because I think those would end up being 11th cards. Unfortunately, I'm memeing a little too close to the sun, I think, on some of this. So let's cut. I have 12 right now.
Okay.
That are like in consideration. So I got Scientific Method, Cosmic Obliteration, Eyes on the Prize, I Am a Baron After All, Exceptional Healing, Venomized, Brace, Sacrifice, No Matter the Cost, Trip Up, Sleeper Agent, Mission Objective.
I think we dropped
I'm dropping Mission Objective. I'm dropping Sleeper Agent. I'm just stupid and I didn't press X on it.
So I think it's that toss-up between Safe and Standard Mission Objective or Weird and Spicy Trip Up.
Or No Matter the Cost. I think that's the trio at the bottom of my list I'm looking at.
Yeah.
No Matter the Cost has a lot of use cases. I don't know if I play it very often. But I think I say the same for Trip Up and Mission Objective. Mm-hmm. I think very rarely do those get taken over the suite of hilarious cards I have brought, particularly We Are a Baron After All and We Are Venomized. So let's drop Trip Up.
Okay.
Because I think Mission Objective is very cute versus other steel people. Mm-hmm. One of the things we are very weak to, it is the one thing that can, the one non-attack that can throw Sentinel Prime, and that is getting robbed by a rhino.
Yeah.
This prevents at least one of the things he may be holding from being dropped. He's still going to get yeeted, but we got Brace for that.
Well, does he still get yeeted, or Mission Objective cancels it, and it's a conditional if still, isn't it?
Let me read Rhinobbery. Choose an enemy character within one that is holding. The character drops any objective token it is holding, then throws. I don't know.
I think it's still a conditional if. I've heard that if you Mission Objective it, you don't get thrown by the rhino.
Well, let me check the rules for him.
I am already typing.
Do it. Yeah, tell us. I don't know. I've never thought of that. If that counters it, it is absolutely a nightmare. The other interesting counter to this is a robbery that we haven't discussed is just not putting an objective on the Sentinel Prime.
Yeah.
Just not letting that happen. Just outright saying no. Mm-hmm. My wife is cooking something and it smells delicious and I wasn't hungry and I am now.
Cool. Rules form answer from January 2023. If one effect of the listed effects cannot be completed, the subsequent effects cannot be completed. If at least one objective token is not dropped, the card effect ends and the throw is not performed.
Sick. Okay. Mission objective just got windmill slammed in there. Mm-hmm. That is hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that at tournaments all over the place around here, so I just assume that everybody knew about that at this point.
I've never thought about it. Those two brain cells have never interacted until this podcast. Now there is a neuron formed.
Morlocks.
There is now a neuron formed. You have altered my brain chemistry, and I will remember it.
Mm-hmm. I have power.
True power, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So that's the full roster for us.
Yes, it is.
So for everyone at home, it is full roster is Sentinel Prime Mark IV, Baron Strucker, Armin Zola, Baron Zemo, Bob, Agent of Hydra, Crossbones, Merciless Merc, Hela, Queen of Hell, Spider-Woman, Red Skull, Master of the World, and Baron Mordo. For tactic cards, we have Scientific Method, Cosmic Obliteration, Eyes on the Prize, I'm a Baron After All, Exceptional Healing, Venomized, Brace for Impact, Sacrifice, No Matter the Cost, and Mission Objective. Then for Secures, we have Superpowered Scoundrel form Sinister Syndicate. Mayor Fisk vows to find missing witnesses, and Demons Downtown has comeuppance come due. And Extracts is Montesi Formula Found, Fear Grip World is Worthy to Rise City, and Skulls Infiltrate World Leadership. That seems like a fun list.
It does. I think we're memeing maybe a little too close to the sun, and I think that's fine.
Yes.
I saw Venomized, and I knew I had to put it somewhere, and I'm glad it's Venomizing a robot.
Yes. Of course.
Or two robots. We can also Venomize Armin Zola for some reason.
Yeah, we could.
if we're feeling spicy, you know. Or Bob. We can make it spicy with Bob.
Oh, God. Venomized Bob would be hysterical.
He's just even easier to kill. Or Crossbones, actually. Crossbones is also a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like all of it. I think all of them are... We can also Venomize, and then No Matter the Cost, to use We Are Hungry.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I love it. I'm going to love this.
So, for everyone who would like to reach out to you, where could they find you?
You can find me... one on Discord. I'm Merzane on Discord. Send me a message. Tag me. Don't show me Omega Red Tentacles, please.
You know you're just bringing it upon yourself at this point whenever you mention it.
Look, if I don't say no, please, someone's going to tell them yes, do, and they will. I'm asking nicely, okay?
But when you say no, please, everyone hears yes, do.
I'm hoping... look, okay, I know that what I'm actually looking at is a computer screen, but I would like you to imagine that I'm looking at you in your eyeballs, like down into your soul. Okay. Omega Red is cool, except for a specific part of his body, which I will not mention specifically so that the secret doesn't get out. Please don't show it to me because I'm tired and I'm but a man and I can't do it anymore. I can't keep doing Omega Red stuff. Okay. Just please. And I hope that's heartfelt enough that someone buys it and doesn't send it to me. Mm-hmm. But probably not. You're probably right.
Yeah.
But I can't convince you to cut what we've said at this point. So
that would require me to do editing.
That's true. Outside of Discord stuff, you can find me on the Gamers Guild podcast where I host. You can occasionally find me talking to Will. We don't do it as much anymore because our schedules don't align. Petition for him to match my schedule, please. And then also on my new /old/reawakened podcast, Advanced R&D, the other side kind of the Morlocks coin, mm-hmm. where we build fun lists and do jank and also, jank too close to the sun.
Of course. And if you want to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/AlexaWhite, where you get all sorts of bonus episodes by the time this episode comes out. Of course, we will have that Hot Takes on Adepticon episode is already out at time of recording. By the time this episode comes up, I will have sat down and finally done the Godzilla Minus One episode. So keep an eye out for that.
Would you like to hear one of my Adepticon hot takes?
Hmm.
All the models look sick. So cool. And I'm so excited for Monster Mash.
Yes.
Irrationally excited for Monster Mash.
Oh yeah. No, I'm so excited for that stuff.
I didn't know the Living Mummy was a model. or our character in Marvel. And I saw that, and it was kind of like Cassandra Nova for me, where I looked at him and I went, oh, that's the coolest thing I've ever seen. I absolutely want that.
Yeah. So.
And I hope he lives up to it.
Uh-huh. I hope so, too. And maybe we'll get a not four threat in that box.
That would be nice. Give us a two threat. Come on. AMG, I'm looking at you in the eyeballs as if I'm staring into your soul, but I'm actually staring at a computer screen. We need another two threat. Please. I need to make a 9-2 threat Dormammu list.
Have fun. And with that, I will tell you guys, keep experimenting, people.